Mommy told me never to go in basement. But I wanted to see what was making that noise. It kind of sounded like a puppy, and I wanted to see the puppy. So I opened the basement door and tiptoed down a bit. I didn't see a puppy, and then Mommy yanked me out of the basement and yelled at me. Mommy had never yelled at me before, and it made me sad, and I cried. Then Mommy told me never to go into the basement again, and she gave me a cookie. That made me feel better, so I didn't ask her why the boy in the basement was making noises like a puppy, or why he had no hands or feet. You're listening to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program. It's Spooky Month.
Previously on the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program.
Would you say a pair of gloves or hand hats?
Hand hats, yes.
I would not say that, no.
Consider showing up at 8:07 late. That's late.
8:07 is not late.
8:07 is absolutely late. The show starts at 8 o'clock.
No, the show started.
I think by that standard, that was the one we said.
No, the show starts at 8 o'clock.
Well, it didn't.
For
the October bet, we said I had to be here before you said, welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks. Has he said it yet?
Nope.
I'm on time.
He wasn't on time last week, though.
No.
Yes, I was on. I wasn't. No,
I was.
We had the interview last week, so I wasn't.
Yeah,
on time
he was
last
on time
week.
Last week.
And,
see,
and the week before
like
that,
he's
I didn't
getting
go.
By on technicalities.
I think
Travis, what do you say?
You were here on time last week.
No. What about this week?
Oh, I don't know. We had the handoff, but yeah, I guess that doesn't really count.
I've never made the handoff.
That's true.
Well,
ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program. I am Mike, joined by my co-hosts, Napier, Drunkard STL,
late,
and via Skype, Mr. Travis Hulse.
I don't know if I've ever agreed with Drunk before, but I think I actually really do agree with him this time.
I'll tell you what, the flat drunk thing's starting to take off a little bit.
Oh, yeah?
Sent out some flat drunk, people are getting their flat drunks. We had some submissions to the flat drunk contest. Oh, I guess I that means them. There will officially be a winner.
Oh, good.
Excellent.
They haven't been tweeting me.
I had a pair of boobs holding up flat drunk.
Yeah.
Hot.
I had a flat drunk at Guitar Center.
Not as hot.
Flat drunk at a chicken joint just a little while ago.
I saw you put him on the elevator.
Flat drunk. No, I didn't do that. That was Mitch.
Nice.
Mitch. He was going to a coffee place. Put flat drunk in an elevator. So flat drunk's getting around, guys.
I like it. We got another, what, like another week?
You have another week. I sent out some more flat drunks the other day. Somebody else that I don't recognize. Somebody that has never really interacted with us before.
Perfect. That's it's snowballing. Hey, it's gaining momentum.
Hey,
I'm excited.
Send me some flat drunks. Hashtag flat drunk. So we need flat drunk to get out there in the world, folks. And you can help. And you know what? If this goes well, I mean, if we get some fun, flat, drunk responses, I don't see why we can't just keep doing this.
All exactly. Right. We're here to get our friends some strange.
Right. Send some flat drunks around. You know, maybe we'll do something else next month with flat drunk. You just never know what we're going to do. We're just crazy guys, right?
And who knows? Maybe I'll take a picture as your picture.
What?
Yeah. If I like your flat drunk submission, I'll take the picture in the exact pose.
You already did. The picture's of you, Drunk.
But it'll be like picture coming to life.
Travis, what's he saying? No, the picture's already you, Drunk. You remember you came over and I took pictures of you?
Yeah.
He was going to take pictures
with the
winner.
You remember that, right?
Yeah. But say they, like,
the flat drunks
cool.
that I'm sending around?
Yeah.
That's pictures of you.
Absolutely.
So maybe he means he'll take a picture with the picture?
He'll take a picture with the picture
we're going to print out the picture of them taking a picture with Drunk's picture, right?
Yes.
I got
it's
it
like
right?
Inception.
And then he's going to sign it, and we can send it to him in an email in a PDF file.
It'll just be an X, but that's okay.
Have a great show for you guys tonight, I think.
Oh, thanks. For me?
Yeah, for you, Travis.
Mostly. I like that.
At the break, we're going to share with you our interview with Steve and Seagulls, the band from Finland, who has taken the internet by storm.
Excellent. By storm.
With their bluegrass covers of metal classics.
Hmm.
That seems odd. But
why
does
that
work?
Seem odd? It's fantastic. They were a lot of fun. Good
They're
guys.
Doing bluegrass metal?
If you've turned on the Facebooks or the Twitters, you've probably already seen this.
Well, I haven't.
And if you haven't seen it and you're listening live and you want to just take a second out of your time, just Steve N. Seagulls and go check out Thunderstruck.
Right.
Excellent.
So, from last week, we were talking about video games, and I asked Travis about whether or not he's ever gotten really into video games. And he said the closest he's ever come was with the Mafia Wars Facebook game.
And I think you said that you enjoyed that game as well.
I did for a while, yeah. But what happened was, after the show, Travis messaged me and he says, Mike, you don't even understand this Mafia Wars thing. And I should have brought it up then, but it got pretty hardcore.
It was bad. The first thing, the problem was, or maybe the entry was that my daughter was just born recently, and my wife worked opposite shifts of me, so I was always, like, super tired from working second shift, but I would always have to be up, like, super early with, like, a six-month-old little girl who, I love my daughter, but she was the worst baby that ever happened. I mean, she's a great kid now, like, when she turned, like, 9, 10 months, she grew out of it. But that first, like, 9 months was, I was a grown-ass man, and I'd break down in tears because she would just scream. But I had all this time on my hands and no wife or anybody around, so I discovered Mafia Wars. So I would have the laptop open at all hours of the day and night. I'd
Can
get
you
home.
Still do Mafia Wars now?
I think it exists still.
Does it still exist? Oh.
I still get little invites from people to play it.
To play Mafia Wars?
Because Zynga's still a thing, right? They're still a company.
Didn't somebody buy Zynga?
I think they did for, like, an obscene amount of money, because they were huge for a while with that... What the hell was that other one? Farmville or something?
Yep, Farmville.
Do they do the plants and the zombies, too, or is that somebody else?
That's somebody else.
I think they did more of that kind.
Don't they do the Words with Friends, I believe?
So Travis has all this time on his hands.
So I said, I mean, like I said, I get done with work, you know, I was drinking a lot more because I was working second shift and there was nobody around. So if we didn't stop at the tavern, I would come home and have some cocktails to try to...
You were drinking more then than you do now?
I believe so. Well, I think that might have been my entry into drinking too much. Working second shift with a bunch of dudes and, like, not having anybody to come home to because everybody's sleeping and be like, well, I can't, like, go to sleep. I'm too wired and I can't do anything that's going to be loud. So I drank and I sat in front of Mafia Wars. And if you're familiar with Mafia Wars, it was like time sensitive. So you got to do so many things in a certain amount of time. And then the timer would start and it would be like, you can start doing these other things in what? Like an hour?
Right.
2 hours. So I would sit there and stare at that timer, just like itching, waiting until the moment that I could do something else. And it got bad. It got so bad that I joined a guild. You know, like, you could join, like, a Mafia Wars guild where they, like, branded their names and shit and put little, like, extra letters in front of their names, and then you were part of a guild. So I, like, had, at one point, well, when I quit Mafia Wars, I had to defriend 1,300 people.
1,300?
1,300 people.
On Facebook.
And I would say 70% of them were from Guam. Because I joined... this Mafia Wars guild that was based out of Guam.
Wow.
So I would randomly...
Is that because of the hours?
I don't know if it was because of the hours or if it was just like the first group of people that I ran into that was kind of cool, you know, and that were constantly gifting you shit and sending you experience points and things like that.
Did you talk to any of these people outside of Mafia Wars? Like, did you just send each other stuff, or did you?
There was
you
know, something.
Hey, man, you ready to play some Mafia?
Wasn't there something built into Mafia Wars where you could talk to people?
I don't remember ever like talking to anyone.
Mafia
Wars.
I think there
I
was something.
Just sitting there, you have little fights with people, and then like sometimes they win, sometimes you win.
But I think there was a thing where you could like talk to people in game, and you would do things like, "Hey, I have a pickaxe. If you can give me that Tommy gun." Because it'll build up, you know, each of our things. Because I'm missing the every holiday they would like give you extra stuff. It would be like a holiday extravaganza. So
oh
it's
right,
Patrick's
like if you
Day.
Logged in on a special day, you got a special gun or something.
Yep, and it was like 24 hours of St. Patrick's Day, so you'd get like Irish themed gifts and things. So you'd get extras, and you could give them to the people on your if you like on your friends list. You could like trade shit. To become more powerful as a group. And then you'd like gang up. So you'd talk in this little group and you would say, "Hey, these other guys are coming for us. So let's all go after them and like wipe out all their shit and experience points."
I don't know if the game was this involved on iPhone. I would play it at work on my iPhone and I don't think it was this involved. I think that there was added features on the Facebook version that I wasn't. I never logged into.
Oh,
it on
there,
the
yeah, there
I
absolutely
around with it at my.
There,
at
yeah,
work.
There absolutely was because I had like one of the first. It wasn't even Android yet. It was like one of the first Samsungs that was kind of smartphoney. At least it had like an internet browser on it, but there was no such thing as apps and shit. Because right. I mean, what is you talking like 2009? I think.
See those Facebook games. Those Facebook games are trouble, man, because you're annoying the shit out of everybody you're friends with on Facebook. Because I mean, I remember for a while I was kind of into Candy Crush, and I know that some people, Anchor in the chat, is saying that he got a bunch of Candy Crush invites from me, and I know people were probably getting annoyed. But I mean, that's how they get you, man. They get you with that free game, and then they trick you into getting all your friends to get involved with it. I get weird invites from people all the time on Facebook, and it annoys the shit out of me. But then you become one.
Well, you know, then that like 2009 was before you could block all that stuff.
Yeah,
I don't have any game stuff in my feed anymore because you can block every game that ever exists. If it pops up and it's a game in my Facebook feed, it's gone. I block that game immediately. So even if people send you invites, you don't get them.
Right. Yeah, that's what I had to do at some point.
So, Travis, let me ask you this. What spawned you quitting the Mafia War?
The breaking point, because seriously, it was one of those things that I was constantly thinking about. You know, there's not anything you could really do when you weren't playing, but I was always thinking about it. It was like when I got a Nintendo again and we played Dr. Mario. The wife and I played Dr. Mario before we had kids, and we were having like little tournaments where we were still smoking. Well, she doesn't smoke anymore, but when we were like chain smoking cigarettes in the house and drinking box wine, playing Dr. Mario tournaments with each other. And I would go to bed just trying to place Dr. Mario pills in my brain. Like, where's the best place for these Dr. Mario pills? You're not playing, but it's like your brain is like functioning like Dr. Mario drops, you know, and the Mafia Wars thing was the same thing where my brain was constantly thinking about Tommy guns and this next battle and what's the best way to build up your experience points and how much time do I have before I can do this full out war thing. And I was always thinking about it, and it never dawned on me. Cause like I said, I always had my laptop open at all hours of the day, just staring at it, just waiting. And I went outside. It was such a random occurrence. Like I went outside and I was push mowing my lawn. I think it was like the fall, and I'm push mowing my lawn, kind of chopping up some leaves and everything with the mower. And then I was thinking about Mafia Wars. I'm like continuously thinking about Mafia Wars while I'm mowing the lawn, and I just had like this moment of like clarity, you know. I'm like, you are a fucking addict.
your own intervention.
Yeah, I did. Like, it just dawned on me. Like, I'm always thinking about Mafia Wars all the time, whether I'm at work, whether I'm mowing the lawn. It doesn't matter where I am. I can't stop thinking about Mafia Wars. So I immediately went in after I was done. I had actually a real friend that played, Mafia Wars, and I said, "Dude, I'm cutting my ties with this thing." And I said, "Do you want any of my shit?" He's like, "No, I think I'm giving it up too." I'm like, "Well, good." I said, "Let's give it up together." So I messaged all the people in my guild. I said, hey, guys, thanks a lot. It's been awesome. I said, who wants all my shit? So I just started, because you could give all of your stuff away.
You gave away all your stuff?
I gave all, like, all the people in my guild, I, like, just gifted every single thing that I had built up in, like, that. Probably, it was probably 6 months to a year. I don't even remember how long I played it.
Oh, man.
But I gifted all of it to all the people in my friends list. And I said, thanks for the memories, but I'll be defriending you all. And it took me 2 weeks to defriend, like, the 1,300 people or however many I had just for Mafia Wars.
Wow.
And that was before lists and shit, too. So you couldn't, like, separate your personal life from your game life. You couldn't block people from seeing your personal stuff. So I had, like, 1,300 people, 80% of them from Guam, seeing pictures of my, like, little baby and shit.
Right.
You know what I mean?
That's my whole thing with podcast people. That I mean, like, I like a lot of the people that I get friend requests from, but it's like, I don't know these people.
right. I like you, and I enjoy your personality.
I
but
don't I, want you to be one step away from, like, contacting my Aunt Barb.
Right. it's I don't weird. Need you to see the very last picture of my grandma before she died.
Right. It's weird. I don't know. And eventually I cave in, and I'm like, he's a nice guy.
I know.
But I don't know. It weirds me out.
But then I just block him like I did with Jim Chadman, so he can't.
Yeah, I thought about it.
So that's my Mafia War story. It was a troubling part of my life, and
Travis, let's go back.
Okay,
do you think our Mafia Wars accounts are still active? Like,
no, no, I shut mine down after I
shut it down. So you'd be starting at zero. See, I don't think I shut it down. I think I just deleted the app.
Oh, did you? No, you can shut it right down. Where after I gifted all my shit to my people, I there's a part you could go into where you could actually not just delete the app. I mean, you could just shut it down and say, I no longer wish to play this game.
Right.
And it would tell you all of the content will be missing. All your friends will be gone. All of your stuff will be gone. You won't be able to get it back. So I shut it right down.
See, I just wonder if I log in, like if, you know, people have been battling me all these years.
You like just got the shit kicked out of you for like 3, 4, 5 years. Well, I think, that's a possibility, I guess.
Did you see the thing about Seth Rogen and his masterful response to Nancy Grace? I'm totally changing gears here.
No, switch gears. Rogen I don't know.
As a headline, right? A headline.
What did she say?
That caught my eye. It said, Seth Rogen has a masterful response to Nancy Grace. And so I'm thinking, oh, Nancy Grace said something stupid. And Seth Rogen really, you know, knocked her out of the park. He
can I really quick, before you, before I even know what it is, can I guess his response?
Yeah. It's not far off, actually.
Do we have audio?
No, it's on Twitter. So I'm thinking, okay, Nancy Grace said something stupid. He wrote this big, giant, you know, retort. He really nailed her, right? So on Twitter, Nancy Grace sends a tweet that says, how many people must die before this stops? Hashtag pot to blame. And Seth Rogen's masterful response that needed an article written about it is, at Nancy Grace HLN, you are a fucking dumbass. Nailed her.
Wow, that was scholarly.
If you look up any Nancy Grace tweet ever, I bet there's 30 eggs who had better responses than you are a fucking dumbass.
But none more apt.
And I mean, don't get me wrong. She is a fucking dumbass.
And she needs to shut her fucking claptrap.
But I mean, like, the High Times wrote a whole article about it. Like, I guess in the world of the High Times, that's probably about the most interesting thing that's going on, right? I mean, is the High Times going to go away once weed is legal? It's not going to be, like, taboo or any... Like, all the potheads that, like, talk about how, you know, they need to legalize weed and stuff. When they legalize weed, what are they going to talk about?
Vape. Probably get into the vape.
No, High Times was always big on having articles with, like, big proponents of weed. Even if it's legal, you're still going to get, like, the celebrity interviews saying how they smoke and why they smoke and when they smoke. And they always had, like, the High Times, like, strain of the year where they'd have the big festival out in Amsterdam, and then it would be like, these are the strains of weed that won best in show, you know? So it's, I think they'll have plenty of content.
And, like, they'll have a centerfold with...
That's really funny. I think they did.
Drunk, you're looking at me like a deer in headlights, man.
I wish I had something to add to this conversation, because it actually seems up my alley, but I've never even read a High Times. So.
I'll send you one. I think I have two from like 1997 or something.
Well, there you go.
You just have all kinds of stuff, don't you?
I have too much stuff, Mike. After my little excursion yesterday, I feel very claustrophobic in my comic book room now.
Your trip. Do you want to get into that now? We'll just have the whole, you know, Travis half of the show.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if there's really anything to talk about.
Well, what happened?
Well, it's,
Travis took a trip, guys.
How was the acid?
Yeah, it was excellent. It was really good.
How did this come about?
Well, last week, because we were supposed to have that trip out of town to Madison this weekend, and it had to be postponed because we had a funeral to go to. So we moved it to next weekend. But originally, I was kind of just looking on Craigslist. I'm like, you know, I had joined a couple of Facebook groups that are totally into buying and selling comic books, which I never even knew existed, which is beyond me because I've been on Facebook for a really long time, and I love comic books. But I joined
a whole bunch of Facebook groups where people are rehoming dogs.
I've seen those, yeah.
And I don't necessarily have any interest in getting a dog from somebody getting rid of a dog. I just like doggy pictures.
Right. They're like, look at this dog that somebody wants to get rid of. I wonder what's wrong with that.
Doggy pictures are cute sometimes, so I just joined a bunch of dog groups.
Sure.
I'm sorry, continue with your story.
No. Well, no. Well, Craigslist, you know, is like a rabbit hole, but I was kind of looking, you know, I sell on eBay, as I think you might a little bit. And I don't know. I sell on eBay. I like to go to Goodwill and see if I can find some, you know, something I can buy for $3 and sell for $35. I build up my PayPal account, and that's typically what I buy my stuff with. Like if I want comic books on eBay, or even around Christmas time last year, Christmas presents were completely bought with PayPal money, all from stuff that I found at Goodwill and flipped on eBay. So I was kind of looking, and I was like, you know, I haven't bought like a collection of comic books lately. I wonder if anybody's selling comic books on Craigslist. So I was kind of scrolling through, and typically people are selling comics on Craigslist, but they're not anything you want, you know, but I was just scrolling through, and I went, you know, Milwaukee's like 3 hours away from me, and I was just looking because we were going to be closer. Madison's an hour and a half for me, so it's an hour and a half closer to Milwaukee. And I'm like, okay.
So your romantic weekend, you were trying to find ways to get away from your wife and go buy comic books.
No, she would have came with me because halfway between Madison and Milwaukee, there's an outlet mall. So we would have, like, this Sunday, as we were coming home, maybe taking a trip over to that outlet mall and kind of did some shopping as I picked up these comic books. So it was all worked into the plan.
I would have said I was too tired on the way home.
For the outlet mall?
Oh, yeah. No, sweetie, I'm too tired. Let's just go home.
I like the outlet mall. So anyway, I was looking at it. It just so happened to be the trip would be halfway, you know, I could meet somebody halfway between Milwaukee. And I found a guy who was selling 10 long boxes of comic books. And you know long boxes. They're 300 to 350 comic books per box. And his ad said, you know, it was a 19-year run of Uncanny X-Men, 10 long comic book boxes, $300. And I couldn't believe it because that's a lot of comic books for $300. So I contacted the guy, and he's like, oh, sorry, man, they're spoken for, but I'll keep you in mind. I'm like, yeah, please do keep me in mind. He's like, well, what are you looking for? I'm like, well, I was just interested in the article. 10, that's a lot of comics for $300. And, you know, that kind of a run of X-Men is great. But he's like, well, I'll keep you in mind if it falls through. Well, Saturday, he sends me a Craigslist email saying, hey, bud, the comics are still spoken for, but I'd like to entertain your offer. So I made him send me some pictures of the books and kind of tell me what was in there. And then he goes to tell me, he's like, well, there's only seven boxes after I condensed them down. But let me show you what's in there. And he sent me some pictures of it, and I was like, hey, I can spend this money. I can give him more money than he's asking, flip the books that I don't want, make all of my money back plus, and have a bunch of comic books to integrate into my collection. So I had to search because I didn't have that kind of money on me, obviously, in the bank account that I actually do save that kind of money in. I don't have a bank card for specifically so I don't spend it on stupid shit like comic books. But I was digging through like my money jar and I looked in my other account and I was like, hey, I can give him this money. But he wanted to meet this last weekend instead of next weekend when I was going to be in Madison, but he would still meet me halfway. So I woke up at like 7 o'clock yesterday morning, took a 2 hour drive or an hour and a half hour, 45 minute drive to meet this guy to give him, you know, a few $100 and buy, you know, 2,100 comic books.
Nice. 2,100 comic books?
Well, it's a give or take, because there was a couple of
boxes. Did you even look at them?
He sent me those pictures.
Pictures of what?
The pictures of the books.
Pictures of 2,100 comic books.
No, but I just wanted a sampling of what was in there. So he took pictures of books out of every box, but he like grabbed like 20 of them and kind of spread them out on the top of the box, took the pictures.
Right.
So based on that, because he was free, he's like, I don't want to have to drive 2 hours and then have you not buy these. You're going to buy them, right? Because I'd hate to drive. And then I'm like, based on the pictures that you sent me, and if they're all full boxes, I will give you the money.
So
you open them to make sure they're full boxes.
So yeah, well, he backed them up. He backed up his van to my wife's vehicle that I had to take because I wasn't going to put him in the back of my pickup truck.
Yeah, that doesn't look suspicious at all.
Yeah, well, I just didn't want the shit blowing out of the back. You know?
So this is what happened, right?
Mm-hmm.
This guy,
yep,
is Travis. Maybe 10 years in the future, right? And he has a room like Travis's room. And he got like some kind of ultimatum from his lady.
His mom. Said,
you better get this shit out of here because I'm sick of it. It's gotten out of control, future Travis.
No.
And so he's selling it to Travis
to buy
so
a real
that
life
in 10 years, Travis's wife can have the same conversation with
so
him.
So, Travis, what'd you end up giving him?
$400.
That's a bit.
I thought it was three for.
No, he wanted 300, and I gave him because I wanted the books. He wanted three, and I gave him
because
four.
Because he said they were spoken for, but if you're going to give him more.
Oh, you gave him more so that they were no longer spoken for.
Yeah, and so because I gave him $100 more than he wanted, I was talking to him, and he was looking, he's like, I was going to pull all the Deadpools out of here, but since you gave me more than I wanted, I left them in there, which I was like, yeah, be a stand-up guy, man. Give me the Deadpools because he didn't even take pictures of those.
Right.
You know, and he didn't show them to me at all, but then I got him home and he opened the tops of the boxes as he was throwing them in the back of my vehicle and was like, oh, there's some of these. And he wanted to bullshit for like 45 minutes. It was like, I had to get back home. I wanted to watch some football and have some beers. But, so he's going through and he's talking and he's like, he's the one that decided to sell him because he's into like other stuff too, like Star Wars figures and this and that.
Like
and these, he stopped collecting comic books probably it was probably about 2002. So he said these seven boxes were just sitting. So
he gave you his entire collection.
It was all that he had left. He said that he
collected
he did
over years.
Yeah. He said that he did piece some stuff out probably, I think he said like last year he got rid of all of his Batmans and stuff. So he was piecing some stuff out and he said that he was trying to sell this collection at the beginning of the year for like $500 and people are offering him like $100, $200. And he sat on him for a while and he said he just put that Craigslist ad up and had a couple of people bite on it, but I was the only one that seemed like severely interested.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so I got him and I brought him home, and as I got home like 15 minutes after football started, made a Bloody Mary for me and my wife, had a couple of drinks, and then started bringing the comic book boxes in one by one and going through them, and looking at you know the seven boxes full of 300 to 350 comic books each, I could probably sell probably about 60 of the books, make all of my money back, and be good to go.
So have you gone through all the boxes yet?
I went through every box yesterday, one by one, as I was watching football. I'd bring a box in. I'd sort through it. I had my comic book price guide little site up.
They make like a Beckett for comic books?
Yeah.
Well, it's a website. They used to make Beckett's for comic books and used to have like Wizard Magazine.
Oh, Wizard Magazine. I used to subscribe to Wizard Magazine.
I have a box of those, but like now it's like an updated live based on what people are spending on eBay, what people are buying here, you know, all the chit-chat on the internet. And they update that price guide, you know, like real time, essentially. And I saw that, yeah, there's, like I said, there's...
Anchor in the chat, did he include the Dazzler miniseries?
I have the Dazzler miniseries already. Yeah, I already have Dazzler from 1980-something or 1970-something in my collection.
I almost have the complete run of the Beavis and Butthead comic.
Yeah?
I think I'm missing two.
Yeah, I have three boxes in a closet somewhere. I don't know if there's anything any good in there.
You know what's super funny about that? The guy, too, is his kids, because he brought his kids along because his wife must have been working. He had a daughter, my daughter's exact same age, and a boy, my boy's exact same age, too. So, like, this guy, like you say, joking that he is kind of me, I think he's probably pretty similar.
Third one on the
currently
way.
Not 10 years in advance. Just
third
currently.
One on the way needs a room.
Yeah.
What room are they going to take, Travis?
Oh, they're going to sleep with the other one. We're going to get bunk beds, and they're going to share.
Guess who's finishing the attic?
Well, guys, I guess it's about that time to take a little breaky poo.
Okay.
We will be back. Certainly. Guys, hashtag flat drunk in full effect. And
yeah, get on that. You got to get on that.
Next week, the Romance is Dead premiere, our Zom-Rom-Com. So look forward to that. We almost had it ready this week, but not quite. Next week, we'll certainly have it for you. But yeah, enjoy our interview with Steven Seagal's. And we will talk to you in a little bit. been on the internet in recent weeks, you've more than likely seen Finnish band Steven Seagulls with their bluegrass covers of popular metal tunes. To find out more, check out their website at stevenseagulls.com. Who do we have on the line?
Well, you're talking to Levi and Tommy from Steven Seagulls.
How's it going, guys?
Not bad. How are you?
We're pretty good. Thanks for doing this.
It's our pleasure.
It's kind of
Radio Foobar. Who are you?
Who are we? We're a internet radio program in the United States.
All right. Fair enough.
It's something, I guess.
Yeah.
So you guys are recording an album right now?
Well, yeah, we just finished for today. The rest of the guys went home, and we stayed behind. We're still at the studio room, actually, right now. So
we have you with the, you guys still got the recording adrenaline going. We caught you with the...
Well, I'm not sure you can call it that at this point. We've been here since 10 a.m. or something like that.
So it's almost bedtime.
Yeah. It is, really.
We're just waking up.
I'm there now.
I can't open my social media pages as of late without seeing someone post a link to your videos. They've become like a... You're like the Charlie Bit My Finger guy. You guys are everywhere right now.
Really?
Yeah. So
we really didn't have any idea that anybody in the States would know anything about us.
It looks like you guys were kind of picking up steam all over the world, and now you've finally gotten to the United States, and everybody's posting your video. Either you're really popular with my friends, or you're really popular with everybody.
I don't know. I couldn't say.
I mean, it's up to, you know, almost 7 million people. So more people have seen you guys play a 20-year-old AC/DC song than there are people in the country of Switzerland.
I think you're right.
How does that feel? Is that weird?
It is. It's weird, and we're overwhelmed.
How did this happen?
I don't know. I mean, we just posted a video of... Well, I guess you've seen The Trooper.
Yeah,
by us.
Yeah.
That was the first one. We just did it because we didn't have any promotional material for, well, agencies and people like that, you know, to get gigs.
But, I mean, did somebody famous post it? Or, I mean, how do 7 million people see a video that you just... It's so strange that... I mean, it's great. It's a great video, but I just... It's so random. I mean, you know, that it doesn't even have a single cat in it.
Yeah, I know. I guess the first video got out because some of the few, like, bigger metal magazines posted it on their website or something like that. Some of the bands like Iron Maiden and AC/DC fans have posted it around, so I think that has something to do with it.
Now, did you guys... come from a metal background? Because it seems like most of your covers are of metal songs.
Well, I guess you could say that in the sense that we've played metal, at least some, but, well, not a lot of it, to be honest. I mean, all of us have been playing metal at some point, a little bit, but we've played other stuff as well, mainly other stuff. And I guess in Finland it's part of your youth that at some point you listen to Iron Maiden or AC/DC or Metallica and bands like that. There's a lot of heavy metal in Finland, so I think that has something to do with it. Plus that metal songs have the best riffs.
And best lyrics.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah.
So when you guys put together the band, were you originally going for the metal sound, or were you always going for like a bluegrass type feel?
Well, to be honest, it was the band was put together
for like a special occasion.
Yeah, it was sort of like a concept band from the beginning. It was a tour for about 20 gigs we did with the previous singer, and it was supposed to be like a Western type of theme, something like that. Those kind of old Western movies with kind of Ennio Morricone feel to it.
But then it has, during the years, it has changed a little bit towards this, what it is today, I guess.
So you've gone through an evolution.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so.
So the new album that you guys are recording, are you including covers on it, or is it all original material?
No, it's all covers.
In the same style of the videos that you guys have now?
Yep, more or less.
Yeah, pretty much.
How do you guys decide a song needs more anvil?
It just happened to be lying around.
Oh. So you just said, fuck it, play it.
Yeah, if you find an anvil that is in tune with the song, you have to play it.
Right.
That's an unwritten law in Finland.
Yes, I guess you can't see it on the video, but behind the camera, there's a whole shed full of tools.
Did you try playing any of them?
Yeah, we had, sledgehammers, obviously.
Yeah, sledgehammers and a few other things, but this one was in the right key, so... We ended up with the anvil.
Yeah, the chainsaw was a bit too much.
Yeah, I was going to ask you if you were going to incorporate any chainsaw.
We might.
It's good to have some tools lying around, so you can lean into them if you don't figure out anything else.
And besides, there already was a guy in Finland about 20, 30 years ago, something like that, who had a chainsaw with him on gigs.
Did his career end with a horrible stage accident?
Actually, I think he's still alive.
Oh, but he's missing a hand, I guess.
There was a guy that would play guitar with a chainsaw attached to it. I can't think of who it was.
Was it Jackal?
It might have been, yeah. But he went on Tom Green, and while he was playing the guitar, he was chainsawing up Tom Green's desk, and Tom Green wasn't really very happy about it.
I can imagine.
Electric or acoustic?
It was electric.
So you guys are playing a big festival coming up with a bunch of, what is it, like 70 bands?
Yeah, in Sweden.
How'd you get hooked up with that?
I don't know. I guess
they're a big deal, too. Travis.
I know they're a big deal, but...
How'd they get hooked up with that?
That's a big festival.
Yeah, I can't say.
I suppose they called our agency and asked that if we want to come or something like that. I don't know.
I suppose that makes sense.
And besides, we're cheaper than Toto.
way cheaper than Mötley Crüe, I guess.
Yep. I don't know how much Toto costs.
Jimmy Toto?
That seems like something you could probably Google. I'll add that in post, how much Toto costs.
Yeah. maybe we could book them.
Book Toto, yeah.
Book Toto.
Yeah.
So do you guys like Toto?
I would have to say that I have no opinion on Toto one way or another.
Travis, for the life of me, I cannot think of one Toto song.
Don't they sing...
No, I'm aware of their existence, but I can't think of a single song they sing.
Don't they sing the Africa, Down in Africa song?
Oh, wow, that's a good one.
It is. Actually, I think we should do a Toto song.
Totally.
I completely agree.
Or not. Well,
you know, it was like a few months ago I heard that song, that Toto song, on the radio, and I had never actually listened to the lyrics before, like actually listened to them, and they make absolutely no sense. It's just a batshit crazy song.
Sorry, which song are you talking about?
One song by Toto.
it makes absolutely no fucking sense.
To answer your question, all of them.
Yeah.
But then again, neither does Thunderstruck.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, not particularly, no. You can't really get struck with thunder.
I guess not. I'm not, well, you can probably guess that English is not our first language, but I can't make any sense out of it.
Probably better that, you know, you're singing songs that make no sense then.
It is probably, yeah.
Do all of you speak English?
Well, yes, more or less.
But your first language, I guess, is do you just know Finnish, I guess, and English?
Yeah, and Swedish.
And Swedish?
And Ruski.
How do you learn so many languages?
We go to school.
Oh man! See, I took 3 years of German, and I can remember three words in German, and one of them is homework.
3 years of Japanese, I can count to six.
Study Japanese?
Japanese, yes.
Yeah, well, that'll come in handy. Yes.
That's what everybody told me, too. How useful that would be to learn Japanese.
Yeah, way to
Japanese.
Go there, Travis. I mean, I guess you never know.
You never know, but... Yeah, Finland is there's like three official languages. It's Finnish, Swedish, and Saame, which is like a native language of the... So from
the northern people.
Yeah, the northern people, yeah.
So if you have to talk to somebody who's old or from the north, then you're covered.
No, I guess they will sort of try to destroy their native tongue at some point, so they all speak Finnish.
So that's a worthless language. You don't need to know that.
Yeah, it's more of a, it has maybe more of a historical and a cultural value.
So it's like Latin.
Yeah, we're probably going to get shot, but...
I don't think there's Sami America.
So is there plans to come to the United States at some point?
Definitely, if you'll have us, but... Let's just say we need to convince a couple of agencies to get there.
And probably get the album done, and we'll be a lot wiser after that, I guess.
Are you being wined and dined by record label executives trying to sign you to lucrative contracts?
Well, I don't know wined and dined, but we're working on the contract, and it seems okay. We'll probably have something to say about that in a week or two. So
it's too early to tell now.
Yeah.
So like you guys on Facebook, keep an ear to the ground, and hopefully there will be more news as it becomes available.
Yeah, hopefully.
Exactly.
We'll make the album anyway and just, you know, release it somehow, but we'll be a lot wiser in a week or two, so to say.
So where can our listeners find you? I guess your website is stevensiegels.com.
Yep.
Yep, it actually just got updated, so it's finally in English.
And it's fancy looking, too. So go by and look at the fancy website.
Yeah, go look at the fancy website, and obviously Facebook, too.
And Facebook is facebook.com/stevensiegels. Are you guys on Twitter, too?
No... I don't know how to use that one, so...
Haven't bust onto the Twitter scene yet, huh?
They keep harassing us with the, what you call them, hashtags or something like that, but we never got there.
Thank you, guys.
Bye. Congrats on your success, guys.
Hey, thank you. Take care.
Take care. I think me and you were saying Toto like the way they said Toto, and I think they picked up that we were... I didn't do that on purpose, but
I didn't either.
I was totally pronouncing it funny.
Like Toto.
Toto.
Yeah, me too. I think you're right. I didn't really notice
Why
it.
Why were we doing that? They said Toto, and then we started saying Toto. What the fuck, Travis?
I guess we totally did do
that. It's... Do you guys like Toto?
Oh, you're probably right, too, and that's probably why he followed up with some Toto. Oh, Jesus.
You can get...
Oh, boy.
The singer of Toto for $15,000.
That doesn't seem like a bargain.
No. Toto. $250,000. $1,000+ to book fucking Toto?
I was gonna say, I thought that if the singer was 15 grand, I thought maybe the band would be 10.
Yeah, no. Oh, yeah, it costs less to get the whole band. Yeah, $250,000+. You can get Tool for the same cost as Toto.
What the fuck?
I'm sorry, Toto.
Toto.
You can get Bobby Kimball of Toto for $15,000, or you can get the whole band for $250,000.
That's crazy. Who's paying that kind of money to see Toto?
You didn't say it right.
Toto.
Radio FUBAR. Radio f***ed up beyond all recognition. There are five veterans.
They're all awesome.
They all suck.
They're doing a podcast.
I Googled uniform opinions the other day. We are number one, number two, and number four. Every other result for the next 10 pages are people that can't spell uninformed.
They served in the Army.
That's the Gipper. God damn, that guy could give a speech.
The Navy.
Why do other people think we take offense to the name Squid?
The Air Force.
All right, I'm not really practicing or really know what I think anymore.
The Marines.
You're never getting promoted again.
And the Israeli Defense Force.
I know what you did last summer in Afghanistan.
They are the most interesting vets in the world. Listen to Uniformed Opinions Wednesdays on RadioFubar.com.
Hello, welcome back to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program. To contact the show, 309-740-1430 or WFO Dicks on Skype.
It would be totally cool if you guys called in.
That was so fucking embarrassing. We totally did that. That was awful. Those poor guys probably got off the phone and they're like, were they making fun of us? Yeah.
Maybe they just didn't know the band name.
Toto?
Toto.
No, they got it. And that's it. Toto. Yeah, so StevenSeagulls on .com to check them out. And they're on Facebook. They already said they don't have Twitter. But be sure to check out their stuff. They said that they'll have some big announcements coming up soon. So we're looking forward to them becoming super famous so that we can brag.
Hell yeah.
We had them first, right? Right?
Absolutely.
So, I mean, yeah, like I said, next week, the Rom-Zom-Com is going to rock your world, guys. Drunk is going to be, I don't want to ruin anything, but Drunk is going to be the star. So you
He's
going
to be a breakout star. I think right. This is going to lead to offers, you know, for many vocal sitcoms.
Absolutely.
And you know, those are taking the internet by storm.
I think, you know, some people are really going to be excited to know that we are mulling over, potentially, next week, the return of Napier Sexy Storytime for the ladies.
Ooh.
And, I mean, we haven't cast anything yet. We don't know what we're doing just yet. But I am curious if Drunk's Freddy Krueger sounds a lot like his Wolverine.
Or maybe his Wolverine is just Freddy Krueger voice, and he couldn't get the accent right.
Right. I don't know. We'll see. Because Napier's already done a Freddy Krueger impression. That was many, many years ago when Radio FUBAR erroneously asked us to record a promo for their live event.
Remember the second time that they asked us to do that?
There wasn't a second time, Napier. Because we got it right the first time. I'll have to repost that somewhere.
I'd like a taste of that. Napier, do you still have that in you? Or
can you still do your Freddy Krueger?
Roar! I'm Freddie Mercury.
So, before the Furnacast, the show that's on before us, so not the show before us, but the show before the show before us, is PTR or PRT, P something, the TR radio. They're the new guys. I was sort of listening to them a little bit, and they were talking about, they just kind of brushed over it. They were talking about preserving your tattoos after you die. And this is like a new thing that is kind of going about the community. Because I don't know if you know this or not, but 40% of 18 to 29-year-olds have a tattoo now, which actually seems kind of low.
I agree.
40%. It seems like everybody has a tattoo now. There's like a whole tattoo. There's like six or seven tattoo shows, guys.
Although, with that being said, only 25% of the people on the show have a tattoo.
On this show?
Uh-huh.
You're the only one, aren't you?
I am the only one.
Well, Napier's wife has a tattoo.
Okay, so 2 of 5.
Napier's wife has a tattoo of bread loaves.
Which is basically 40%, right?
The what's that?
She has a tattoo of bread loaves high-fiving.
Yeah.
Loaves of bread?
Loaves of bread.
Yeah.
Not pieces of bread, loaves of bread?
Loaves of bread, yes.
Right.
What does that signify?
That I loaves her. It's sweet. They're high-fiving. There's little hearts.
So, I mean, they have you get the cremated and they put you in an urn, right?
Yeah.
And apparently there's a thing where, like, they take a wisp of your hair and put it in a locket.
Okay.
And then people carry around your hair in their locket.
Uh-huh.
Ew.
But now...
Let me sidetrack really quick, really super quick. My wife had this idea. We had this cat that had to be put down. She got two cats before I even met her. So she had him for a lot of years, and this one was like giant, fat Garfield style orange cat. And this cat died. Okay, it lost a bunch of weight, bunch of problems. Long story short, cat died. We had to have it cremated. She had an idea for pets that you cremate the pets, and then you can contact this service who will make a stuffed animal that looks exactly like your pet that has like an urn inside of it, like you open its back and you can put the urn inside of it that looks exactly like your pet and has the pet's ashes in it.
That's an awful idea.
They already kind of do that. It's called taxidermy.
Yeah, why not just stuff the actual cat?
You want a fucking, like a stuffed, that's fucking morbid, man.
Not as morbid as getting a stuffed animal and jamming its dead, burnt ashes in its belly.
Well, you save an urn full of dead person, right?
Do you cuddle with that at night?
Yeah,
do you cuddle in bed with the stuffed animal full of ashes?
You could.
What if you get a little too rough with it, and it breaks open? And then
how are you getting rough with the stuffed animal?
Dirt all over the
place.
How
are you getting rough with a stuffed animal?
I don't know. Maybe like, you know, a friend comes over and he like wants to have a pillow fight.
Oh, God.
He's like, hey, let's have a pillow fight. Ha ha. And you're like, no, not that one. But it's too late. He hits you with it.
I thought this was supposed to be a quick sidetrack. What were we even talking about?
I'm 100%
interested. What if they got like a glass cat and they filled the glass
A ceramic cat and you drill a hole and then you just dump the ashes in that and plug it?
Travis, I think the real question is, what's the deal with you and pets, man?
Does everything you
touch die? Typhoid Travis?
I've been with my wife for 13 years. She's still alive.
So it has to be furrier than a person. So obviously the puss is dead. Oh.
Starry Spice in the chat says she has her grandma's ashes in a necklace.
That's weird, have my right? dad's in a necklace, too.
You have your dad's ashes in a necklace?
Yeah, well, not all of them.
I assume not all of them.
Yeah, my aunt had, and it was at my wedding night that she gave them to me. She had saved a little bit, and she had put some in
That's an odd time.
I thought it was strange. She said that she's like, oh, your dad's here. I was like, no, he's not. And my dad died when I was 16. She's like, no, I mean...
In spirit.
In spirit, and also in this necklace that I'm going to give you. What?
I mean, did you wear it?
No, fuck no. I have it. It's somewhere.
Do you ever wear it?
No, of course not.
Like when you need a little extra boost? Like some luck?
No, it's like almost like a charm necklace. There's like his lucky quarter she had like drilled and put through this necklace and this little thing for the ashes and shit. No,
your
I would
dad
never...
carried around a quarter?
Yeah, he had like a lucky quarter.
Was there anything significant about it?
I have no idea.
I mean, like, you have it and on a necklace.
I do, but I don't know what it
is. Does it have, like, a weird face on it? Is it, like, a weird color?
Just a quarter.
How did he not get it mixed up with other quarters?
I think he maybe kept it in a separate pocket.
Oh. This is a great way to parent your kids. What you do is, when grandma dies, you get a little stuffed doll that looks like grandma. You hand it to the little kid, and you're like, hey, your grandma's dead, but we stuffed this doll full of her ashes, and she's going to look down from heaven through these little doll eyes. And you stick it in their room, and it keeps them from doing nasty shit on the internet.
Because they'll think that grandma's watching.
Yeah, and they won't be able to take off their clothes or, you know, do horrible things on the internet.
Hmm.
Like poop videos.
So how do you preserve your tattoos, Mike?
We did get a little sidetracked there. No, I was reading about this because I was kind of curious. Because he just, like, kind of brought it up, and then, like, it went away. And I was like, no, there has to be more to this. So, and I'm not shitting on them. It was an interesting topic. I was thoroughly entertained by it. However, I wanted to know more. That, and I didn't see any of the people in our chat room in their chat room. So I'm teaching new people new things that they could have learned a week ago, but didn't. What I'm getting around to saying is, you guys should show up 2 hours early and listen to those guys.
I show up early to make fish.
And I'm not to sidetrack again, but when we got in the chat room before the Furnacast, I look in the chat room, you know what I saw?
What's that?
Saw the people that were talking in our chat room last week. In our chat room. So, I'm going to say two things. One, I think we deserve a raise.
Monday fun day.
Because we're carrying the mail. And two, hey, guys, come back and listen to some Radio FUBAR sometime throughout the week. There's great stuff, right?
No.
Rah, rah, right. Go team.
Raw.
RadioFubar.com.
The Titus Noncast. Like that show. Good guy. It's a good time.
I like that, Titus.
Right. And other stuff.
Like?
Dead Men Talking.
Nope.
Nope.
Travis?
Yes, sir.
We're going to conduct an experiment right now.
Okay, let's do it.
There are over 40 shows on Radio FUBAR.
Holy shit, that's a lot of entertainment.
If Napier can, what should the bar be?
Three.
No, because there's probably three in the chat room right now.
Three of them that aren't on Monday nights.
Okay, we're gonna say if Napier can name five shows that are on Radio FUBAR, I will give him $1. And you know what? You know what? He gets two wrong answers.
Oh, okay. So we're giving him five chances to get three names.
No. He has to get five, but he can be wrong twice.
Oh, we're going to do five. Okay.
Go ahead.
Lotus Cast.
One.
Not Safe for Water Coolers.
Okay.
In the chat room right now.
Mr. Producer.
Three. All right.
The Mallard Report.
Yep.
The Side Project.
Wow.
Holy shit. It. Like in a Oogie. Row.
Wow. The Mallard Report. Where'd that one come from?
I see that little fucking duck every time I log into the website. I swear to fucking God, every five fucking minutes.
Oh.
I still feel bad about that Mallard Report thing from last year.
What happened with the Mallard Report?
It went on the air.
Didn't my old podcast beat out the Mallard Report for Spooky Podcast on that other shall not be named network.
Napier, fun little history lesson here. Travis, before he was on the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program, was on a different podcast that is now kind of gone.
Excellent.
And
kind of gone or actually gone?
It's defunct. It's gone.
It's kind of gone. So it was not by any means a supernatural or horror podcast. It was pretty much like us, only, what would you classify your show as, Travis? It was kind of the same thing as us, right?
Yeah, it was the same thing, but, like, we would randomly play movie clips for no reason and laugh at them but for ourselves that couldn't have been entertaining to listen to. But it was just the same thing. It was just me and somebody else bullshitting and drinking copious amounts of alcohol. And
Napier, in your life, have you listened to the Lotus Cast one time?
Yes. Ever?
You have?
Yes.
I'll be damned. Okay. So, they had a, this network, Travis's old network, of podcasts, a bunch of podcasts on a website. They had like an award show where they nominated their podcasts to win awards, which we did the FUBI Awards that one time, but there was two categories. It was Best Live Show and Best Podcast. And that was it. But not this one. This one, there was like 20 categories. Actually, we won one of their awards. We won the Best
Non-network Show
that isn't on their network.
Yeah.
That is also all of their friends.
Right, yeah. and so Travis's Lantern Light Lounge podcast was nominated and won best supernatural or horror podcast when it was not at all a super... It shouldn't have even been in the category, but there was several supernatural or horror podcasts that should have won that didn't.
I guarantee you wasn't.
I mean, that's not really that interesting of a story. But what were we were talking about? Preserving tattoos. Your tattoos, guys.
Do you put them in a jar?
I assume they rack them like they used to do old beef jerky or like cow leather.
You know, I like that Mallard Report guy. I've talked to him a couple of times on Twitter and on Facebook and stuff. Seems like a super nice guy. I've never once listened to his show, but I do like him. He seems like a nice guy. I should listen to his show.
How often does he talk about chemtrails, fluoride in the water, and then...
I don't know. I don't know anything about him. I see that duck all the time, and like you, and I've talked to him a couple times. Seems like a super nice guy.
Guys, very pleasant.
Listen to the Mallard Report, because he's a super nice guy, and he probably has an interesting show. Right?
I don't enjoy it.
Oh. So, guys...
Seriously. Preserving tattoos.
You preserve the tattoos, right? A pathologist skins you, right? Cuts it right off you, the skin and stuff. And they freeze it and they put it in formaldehyde and then they ship it to Amsterdam. Because there's some folks in Amsterdam that like unravel it. You know, they put it in like one of those poster tubes.
That yeah. can't be right. Don't they have to put it in like a biohazard thing?
That was a joke.
Oh, well, it was
thanks, literal Travis. They put it in one of those poster tubes, like with the formaldehyde and then the
skin,
the ice, the dry ice.
Oh yeah, sure. Yeah.
And they ship it to Amsterdam, and so these Amsterdam guys, they get it out and they cool it off and do whatever it is they do, and they extract all the water and the fat, and they replace it with silicone. They like plasticize it. They make it like a plastic thing. And then I guess whoever it's willed to or whatever gets a special package in the mail. It's like a piece of your friend that you can put on your mantle.
I really hope I have an enemies list right before I fucking die. I really do. Holy shit.
Why don't they just stretch it out like a piece of canvas and let it dry? Wouldn't that seem like that would be easier to do?
Maybe that's a biohazard?
Well, no, like Ed Gein made a bunch of like lampshades and shit out of people's skin, and I think all he did was like stretch it out a little bit, and then it just dried out, and then it was like a piece of, not vinyl, but like some sort of cloth or rawhide.
I got an idea too.
Let's do it.
You just take a goddamn picture of the tattoo and like frame it or something.
Why does anybody...
Just a picture.
I have another idea. And this is maybe just me, but why does anybody give a shit about what fucking tattoo you had on your body?
I don't know. I mean, like, people think they're, you know, these important works of art that need to live on. And, I mean, there's been some really cool tattoos that I've seen, like...
Or we talked to Sausage, and he had some great tattoos.
Right. That guy that got an elephant tattooed on his pubis, and then like had it, his dick tattooed gray, and it looked like an elephant trunk.
How about that one?
That was neat.
What about that one broad that had number one dick sucker written across her tits? That should be preserved forever. Grandma's number one dick sucker tattoo.
What about that tramp
stamp? With a dick as the number one.
What about that tramp stamp that was a picture of a baby with like a Ghostbusters cross out sign over the top of it that you were supposed to shoot your load on her back?
Like a target.
Yeah, like a target. Like, get it out of there.
These folks in Amsterdam charge $100 per square inch.
Jesus Christ.
For the preservation of tattoos.
We need to go into a different business, I think.
I know.
I'm sorry, you said it was how much?
$100 per square inch, drunk.
And worth every penny of it if you're sending it to people you hate.
Well, you'd have to be. Nobody's going to love getting your fucking dead skin sent to them in the fucking mail. Or your tattoo that you have of what? What is your fucking tattoo that anybody's going to want? Smurfette with a fucking, like, anvil behind
Smurfette
her?
Smurfette getting fucked doggy style by the Kool-Aid man.
Oh, that's old Uncle John's tattoo. Of course I want to put that for fucking display. when the people come to your house and you're like, what's that? Oh, my dead uncle's skin.
Little Debbie fuck? Getting bent over and spanked by the Pillsbury Doughboy.
Oh, God, right? 6 months to a year before I, you know, plan on kicking it, or if they, you know, give me some bad news, I'm going to get across my entire belly, this place is a mess. And I'm going to have them skin that fucking thing and send it to the first person I can think of that I hate.
Can you send it to me? And, like, we'll just put it on the table during the podcast?
I'm going to send it to somebody's kids who are probably going to be really traumatized once they find out what it means. You know, just so they have to deal with that. Like getting sent skin in the mail. Can that be illegal? Can we make a law against that?
I would hope so.
I do too.
Like, it seems wrong.
Yeah. Like, if I could find out that you could, like, mail dismembered body parts to people, like, after you die, like, you can actually send them your dick.
You're supposed to do that while you're alive. You're supposed to cut off digits and send it to them so you can get the reaction while you're alive.
I don't think the blood loss would stop long enough for me to take a photo and put it to Instagram.
So what did we learn, guys? It's about time to kind of, you know, wrap it up.
I learned that the Steven Seagulls are awesome.
That's what you learned?
There
you
go.
There you go.
That's a good takeaway.
Yeah.
They didn't call you assholes for what they probably thought was you messing with them.
They were tired.
Travis, what did you learn?
I learned that people like to receive dead skin in the mail after people die.
Oh, can I also interject? I also learned that I should cut the grass more often because I'll have epiphanies of what I'm doing wrong in my life.
You cut the grass and you're just out there and you go, you know, fuck, man.
What am I doing with myself?
I need to make some changes. Making some changes. I think that we all probably could make a few.
The first time I realized I had to make changes was when I was slumped over at my desk, feeling depressed, and I felt my nipples hit the fucking floor of the desk. Just landed right on top of the desk.
The floor of the desk. That's the desk, right?
Yeah.
Desktop.
Not.
What do you, Napier? Yeah. What did you take away from this episode,
Napier? What did you learn?
There are apparently people in other countries that like bluegrass.
Mike?
There are people in Guam that love
Mafia Wars.
I think they live that, dude. I think that's just like a training program.
Right.
Mike, what was your epiphany that came from this episode?
I had fun this week, guys.
You did?
Yeah.
So you're not going to shit on the show after we turn off the mics?
No. I mean, I don't think it was our best show ever, but it certainly wasn't our worst.
They can't all be winners.
And you had a nice time, and isn't that all that really matters?
Right. I had fun. Oh, Napier. Napier, before we're completely done.
Yo.
We got to talk about your guy that stole $25 from the gas station. You were really excited about that before the show started. We can't snub that.
It was great.
Cool, good show, guys.
So, long story short, this dude stole $20 from this gas station. The cops pick him up. They bring him over to the little interrogation place to ask him, hey, dude, why did you steal $20? And they find him with his pants around his ankles just riding his own hog, just beating it in this little cop booth.
They just can't get him stopped.
Yeah, they're like, dude, we don't need you to do that. This isn't... Like, we're not trading you anything for you doing that in front of us. And he just keeps doing it like a little soldier.
The cops didn't just drop their pants and join in?
No.
That's probably what he was trying to get going.
Hey, cops! Come on, guys! Right?
Come on, guys. I mean, we're all adults here. Let's just have a good jack before we get started.
Look how much fun I'm having.
Community Jack, everybody, let's go.
Hey, am I or am I not in Tennessee? I believe I am in Tennessee, and this party's going. See you in hell, faggots.
I want you to know it's over.
Well. Bye.
Thank you for listening to this installment of the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program. We are live every Monday night at 9, 8 Central on Radio FUBAR. You can download past episodes on Stitcher, iTunes, or our website, wfodicks.podbean.com. If there's any kinds of thumbs or stars that you can click for us, we do appreciate it. It does help with the visibility of the show. You can follow us on Twitter at WFODix. You can follow Drunk at DrunkardSTL. You can follow Travis at ProduceTravis. You can also follow some of our favorite Napier quotes at Napierisms. We're on Facebook as well, facebook.com/WFODix. You can email us at wfodshow@gmail.com or leave a voicemail message at 314-266-WFOD. Radio FUBAR is on 24 hours a day with great content. RadioFUBAR.com. Check out some of the other shows. Let them know that we sent you. There are shirts available in their shop. You can also click the Amazon link that will take you to Amazon.com where you can do your shopping as normal. It does help the station. They do get a kickback. It costs you no extra to do so. Thanks again. We'll talk to you next week and tell a friend. Hey, this is Mike, MVP of the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program. I'm here with my co-host and master impressionist, Napier, to tell you about Ghoulfest 2 happening October 27th, live on RadioFUBAR.com.
Roar, I'm Freddy Krueger!
That's your Freddy Krueger? That's your voice saying the name of who you're supposed to be. That's your impression, really?
Roar, listen live October 27th. From 3 to 12 to 15 bands tear up the stage at Apollo's in Clinton, Iowa.
And if you live in Iowa, you owe yourself a night of excitement at Ghoulfest 2.
Oh, be there. We're listening live. Do it.
Radio motherfucking FUBAR.
Radio FUBAR. Catch it.
October 27th.
October 27th.
Which is, I don't know, what day of the week is that?
It's a Saturday.
Is it?
I don't know.
3 to 12.
3 to 12.
Central time, I think. I don't know. Is it central time?
Yeah.
It's always in central time.
Right, because we're all centrally located.
Iowa's in central time. Of course it's going to be in central time.
You're right.
You can't outrun the Krueger.
Hey, this is Mike, MVP of the WFOD Internet Radio Program. I'm here with my co-host and master impressionist, Napier, to tell you about Ghoulfest 2, happening October 27th, live on RadioFUBAR.com.
Roar, I'm Freddie Mercury.
Freddie Mercury.
Freddie Mercury.
Woo, I come back from the grave.
Just sing you a song.
It's Halloween theme, so that makes sense. Because he's a ghost. A pink gay ghost.
Roar. Listen live, October 27th. From 3 to 12.
I'll tickle you with my mustache.
15 different bands. Listen to 15 bands tear up the stage. Yeah. At Apollo's in Clinton, Iowa.
You don't need to do that. This one's already ruined. This one's already fucked, I think. This is no kind of commercial, Napier. We need to be professional.
I'm a killer queen because I'm an ace.
Oh. What were we doing again?
Freddie Mercury! Oh, Freddie Mercury! I'm going to sing you a song with my pee hole that's got AIDS in it.
Well, we're here, poor man.
Then you got AIDS from a truck stop bathroom in Clinton, Iowa. Listening to some bullshit at a concert.
Oh. All right, let's try that one again.
I think we should save that one and send it to him.
You think we should send him that?
Yeah, let's see if he can do it.
There's our promo, baby.
He's a producer. He can edit that down.
That's a wrap!
Hey, this is Mike, MVP of the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program. I'm here with my co-host and master impressionist, Napier, to tell you about Ghoulfest 2 happening October 27th live on RadioFubar.com.
I think your microphone is off.
Oh, goddamn!
Hi, this is Mike, MVP of the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program. I'm here with my co-host and master impressionist, Napier, to tell you about Ghoulfest 2 happening October 27th live on RadioFubar.com.
I'm Freddie Mercury.
You're Freddie Mercury? I thought you were going to be somebody different.
No, we can do Freddie Mercury.
He is pretty scary. Like if Freddie Mercury knocked on the door, I'd be like, oh, shit.
I didn't bring condoms. I met my lover in a bathroom. He was driving this 18-wheeler named Sheila. He was hauling soap across state lines.
He wasn't clean.
He wasn't clean. He gave me this pus-covered rash on my penis. It turns out it was covered in AIDS.
All right, do the rest.
Roar! Listen live October 27th. From 3 to 12 to 15 bands tear up the stage at Apollo's in Clinton, Iowa.
And if you...
If you could muster the gumption to come down to Clinton, Iowa and get your dick sucked by a bathroom tranny at a truck stop named Cleavers. Where all the dicks are shaven and all the pussies are wet. Get your dick wet at Cleavers. Right across from Apollo's in Clinton, Iowa. But don't worry, you won't catch crabs because all the boys are shaved. We butt fuck like champions here. I'm swinging Thor's hammer between my legs and I'm going to give you the piss lightning because I have gonorrhea.
Oh, so this event is a it's Ghoulfest.
It's Ghoulfest in Clinton, Iowa.
In Clinton, Iowa.
If you go to Apollo's, go to Apollo's in Clinton, Iowa. There's only one.
15 bands, $5.
15 bands, $5, but you'll only need the edge when you're snorting cocaine off a stripper's breast.
They're never going to ask us to do promos for them again.
They don't know what they're getting into. This shit's unbearable. In everywhere but Canada.
Oh, I don't think I could do this with you anymore. I think I'm dying.
We've got 5 hours left to kill.
Hey, this is Mike, MVP of the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program. I'm here with my co-host and master impressionist, Napier, to tell you about Ghoulfest 2, happening October 27th, live on RadioFubar.com.
Rawr, I'm Freddy Krueger.
That's your Freddy Krueger?
Yes, that's what we're going with. Rawr! Listen live October 27th from 3 to 12 to 15 different bands tear up the stage at Apollo's in Clinton, Iowa. It's going to be a good time, everybody.
Rawr!
Rawr!
I'm Freddy Krueger.
I'm going to get inside your dreams and I'm going to butt fuck your nightmares. You're going to hear this song until you're dancing in your grave.
What song?
The song from Freddie Mercury. I'm a killer queen.
And if you live in Iowa, you owe yourself a night of excitement at Ghoul Fest 2, Clinton, Iowa. Motherfucking Apollo's, $5.
It's $5. You can come on by. What are you going to spend that $5 on?
That $5 will get you a seat.
That $5 will get you an experience. You'll tell your kids about it.
Yeah.
You'll be like, hey, kids, want to see where Daddy got this scar on his eyebrow? I was punching up a meth head, and he was trying to beat me up, and I called the cops, and the cops were like, I ain't going to Apollo's. That's fucked up. There's 15 bands there, and they're tearing up the stage. We can't go there. We're going to bring the riot cops. Let's get the shields. And I got hit in the face with a billy whip.
A billy whip?
Billy whip.
What, is a billy whip different than a whip whip?
It was from a dude named Billy. He whipped me with his penis. It was sexy.
Are you Freddy Krueger still, or are you Freddy
Mercury? I'm still Freddy Krueger.
Is it just kind of combining into one now?
Well, you see, when Freddy Mercury died, he became Freddy Krueger.
I didn't hear that part of the story.
They don't tell you that part. What's scarier than a gay man with AIDS coming into your dreams to fuck you? Not too much.
Unless he's wearing like a razor glove.
Well, razor gloves are fine. Razor penises are different.
Ghoul Fest.
Ghoul Fest. 98.
No, 2.
298.
So I've done this now 5 times?
6 times.
God, and you know what? I'm spot on, man. I'm nailing it every time. And you're just fucking up everything. Oh. Oh. Ooh. Hi, this is Mike. I jinxed myself.
Yeah.
Hey, this is Mike, MVP of the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program. I'm here with my co-host and master impressionist, Napier, to tell you about Ghoul Fest 2, happening October 27th, live on RadioFubar.com.
Rawr, I'm Freddy Krueger.
That's your Freddy Krueger? That's like the worst... That's your impression? Of
that's what we're going with.
All right.
Rawr, listen live October 27th from 3 to 12 to 15 bands tear up the stage at Apollo's in Clinton, Iowa.
And if you live in Iowa, you owe yourself a night of excitement at Ghoul Fest 2.
Ghoul Fest 2, be there if you're in Clinton, Iowa, or listen to it live. Whichever you got to do. Bring $5.
RadioFubar.com.